Good morning and welcome to the first of our reflections on our new teaching series, Holiness and Hope in a Hostile World, incorporating holy habits for a hostile world. We're going to be looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians, and we're drawing on material we found from the London Institute of Contemporary Christianity, and we're also going to be looking in detail at some of the chapters from Brian Heasley's book, Be Still. If you haven't got your free copy of this book yet, please do find one at the church or from Anthea or Paul. So our lectio reading this week is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. And as ever, I'm going to read this three times and then ask you to reflect on it. The first time, simply just pray. Just pray, see what the Lord is saying to you about this particular verses. And the second time, really ponder what's jumping out. What's the Holy Spirit saying? What do you mean, Lord? And the third time, really pause and think, what are you asking me, Lord? What are you saying to me? What do I need to do, to say, to be with what you've shown me today? So 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. And because of you, the Lord's message has spread everywhere in those regions. Now the news of your faith in God is known all over the world, and we don't have to say a thing about it. Everyone is talking about how you welcomed us and how you turned away from idols to serve the true and loving God. Verses 8 and 9. And because of you, the Lord's message has spread everywhere in those regions. Now the news of your faith in God is known all over the world, and we don't have to say a thing about it. Everyone is talking about how you welcomed us and how you turned away from idols to serve the true and living God. And because of you, the Lord's message has spread everywhere in those regions. And now the news of your faith in God is known all over the world, and we don't have to say a thing about it. Everyone is talking about how you welcomed us and how you turned away from idols to serve the true and living God. Be very blessed this week, and be very blessed as you approach this new teaching series in Thessalonians. Amen.